You've heard them on Clearing the Static talking about radio. Now hear them talk about everything else. From Clearing the Static headquarters, this is the Radio Kids Rant. Here is the Radio Kid.
Greetings and Sunday salutations. I am the Radio Kid. Thank you for joining me for the Radio Kids Rant. It's heard here on Global Community Radio, Channel 1, Geneva, New York, globalcommunityradio.blogspot.com. Wings Radio 1, Lake Placid, Florida, wingsradio1.com, and KNDY Extra, Marysville, Kansas, sunflowerstateradio.com/extra, that's X-T-R-A. Hope all of you had a good week and good New Year's celebrations. I had a very quiet New Year's and a very quiet week. It's been a really weird year for everybody, and I know a lot of people wished that 2016 would just go away because a lot of bad things happened, a lot of people died, etc., etc., etc. And it's really been a bad year for LGBT people, the LGBT community, especially in North Carolina, who basically had to endure this bathroom bill, which was so sloppily passed and took on people's privacy, okay, the privacy and rights of LGBT people versus the religious conservatives, because nobody wanted to compromise. But could the LGBT community in North Carolina be given a gift? Could the LGBT bathroom bill, as it's being called, be repealed? Well, it's possible. And the reason I say that is something that appeared in Wikipedia over the past couple of days about this article. And yes, I've been checking the Wikipedia article regularly. I'm going to read this to you. It says, mediation of this bill by governor-elect. So North Carolina has a new governor. Okay, no more Pat McCrory. He said, after lobbying by governor-elect Roy Cooper, the Charlotte City Council agreed to an arrangement and voted 10-0 for a repeal to the public accommodations provisions of Ordinance 1756. Conditions of the state repealing the bathroom bill HB2. Governor Pat McCrory then called a special legislative session for the purpose of repealing HB2. However, the North Carolina Senate defeated the proposal after lawmakers had learned that Charlotte had not repealed the entire ordinance, although Charlotte City Council voted on December 21st to correct the legislation, also removing the requirement that the legislature also act. Now, could it be, though? Because this new governor-elect, Roy Cooper, all right, he is a Democrat, and he does want to repeal this bill statewide. And most of this started in the city of Charlotte, which is quite surprising to me. Charlotte is an interesting city because Charlotte does have its very conservative demographics. But it's also a very it is, in a way, a center of liberal progress. One of the more liberal cities in the South. It's a very big city. And there were many LGBT communities in Charlotte that fought this bill, that stood up against it. Now, I think this can be resolved, and I'm going to call for this again, but I do think that this can be overturned with compromise. I don't necessarily agree with the idea that transgender people should be allowed to trample the rights of religious conservatives to have bathrooms. How do I want to word this? To have bathrooms set so that boys and girls use separate bathrooms. But I also feel that trans people have rights as well. And it is for that reason that I am still in support of transgender bathrooms or family bathrooms or bi-gender bathrooms. Basically, a bathroom where it's a third bathroom where anyone of any gender can use the restroom and use those facilities. And I think that that is the perfect compromise for this. What will be entailed with this? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Of course, new governorships, new legislation, new everything. It's definitely going to be an interesting time in our future. Now, I'm going to move on to something a little more personal, if you will. As you know, I have started a new music radio show. Some people are excited about that. I don't know. Others, maybe not. I don't know. It's Radio Serena. take a listen to it. It's up on the website if you wish to listen. But I recently invested in a new microphone for the radio show. Now, this microphone is a Bluetooth. What is this? It's a blue wireless, one of these wireless Bluetooth microphone thingamaboppers. It's a gaming headset designed for noise cancellation and to make the voice sound more robust. But basically what that means is I can take this microphone and I should be able to go anywhere within my house. So let's give this a try. I am now walking towards my kitchen. Walking, walking, walking. And yes, I have made it to my refrigerator. Let's see what I have in my refrigerator here. Let's see. A liter of soda. Oh, good. I'm going to need that. Apple cider, creamer, chili, all kinds of great things. Oh, this works. Kitchen, passing the microwave. I can go here. I can, if I really want to. I've actually thought about doing this before because it's a nice acoustic space. I've actually thought about doing the show from my bathroom because the acoustics are very, very nice in here. You know, and this is my bathroom. Heck, if I want, I can take you around tour of my house. This is great. Okay, turn on the water. There's the water. Let's see. Bathtub's over here. Ah, there you go. See, you can walk around my house and do this. This is great. I could, if I really wanted to, I can go in here to my bedroom. Door is here. Kind of cold in here. And I could go over here to my bed and just lay down. And I'm now doing the show while lying in bed. So if I ever want to go back to bed while I do this radio show, I can do that as well. This is great. I can rove around my house. I'm not tied. I am no longer tied to this computer. Oh my God, it's great. So that is my new toy. I'm headed back to I'm headed back to my computer area. But this is the microphone that that Radio Serena will be produced with. And this is nice because I can just, you know, walk around my house if I need to, get up, stretch while I'm doing a radio show. This is very nice. The only complicated thing about this is that the batteries have to be recharged every once in a while, and this thing does come in a great big box. but it is definitely something very, very handy to have. Showing you the Radio Kids new toy, if you will, here on the Radio Kids rant. And I think that's going to just about do it here on the rant. Hey, listen, if you have a comment, question, grievance, complaint, annoyance, anything like that, thoughts, well wishes, radionewsnow@ymail.com. radionewsnow@ymail.com. The website, if you wish to hear this again, maybe you do, maybe you don't. clearingthestatic.blogspot.com is the web address. clearingthestatic.blogspot.com. So with that, I'm going to wish you a great week, and I will see you next Sunday.
You've been listening to the Radio Kids Rant. Do you have a comment about anything you heard on the rant? Email the Radio Kid at radionewsnow@ymail.com. You can listen to this and previous editions of the rant on our website, clearingthestatic.blogspot.com. The opinions expressed during the Radio Kids Rant are solely those of the Radio Kid and do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of this radio station. Please join us again next time when the Radio Kid rants.